Welcome to the Notre Dame Seminary Podcast. We are an apostolic community dedicated to forming Roman Catholic priests for the new evangelization.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
We'll confess in a moment in the article of our faith, "And his kingdom will have no end." History has shown many times how people and forces and ideologies have tried to end this kingdom, or at least diminish it. Salvation history has also shown the defeat of such attempts. Jesus warns that a final battle will occur, in which evil will in fact have one last momentary victory until the coming of God's kingdom. This is foreshadowed on Good Friday, when our Lord stands half naked, mocked, scourged, beaten with a crown of thorns before the worldly, ruthless man named Pontius Pilate that we just heard of the gospel as the church brings us back on this feast to Good Friday. Jesus utters these words as our gospel concluded. "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The key word there is listen. Jesus would say earlier in the gospels, "Those who have ears ought to hear." Listening is different from just hearing. Adam and Eve heard, but they chose to not listen. Many Pharisees heard, but they chose not to listen. Judas Iscariot heard, but chose not to listen. Peter and Thomas at times heard, but did not always listen. Judas Iscariot stands before the King of Kings, hears, and in some sense almost wants to hear, but he can't. Herod was stirred by the testimony of John the Baptist. He appears that he wants to hear, but he can't. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus begin a process of hearing, and they slowly begin to listen in their curiosity. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. God has instilled in every human being this desire for truth. Evangelization is the church's mission to bring this truth to the hearts of all men. The response to how we live this truth, the response from those who hear this truth, it's not always known, and we have to sometimes sit in the unknown? How will they act if they see me living this truth? How will they respond when I utter the words of this truth? We don't always know. The disciples on the road to Emmaus thought that they were hearing the word of God and they were traveling in the right direction. They thought they were responding to the word, but not until they encountered Christ. Not until they encountered Christ in the breaking of the bread did they finally understand this word. Were not our hearts burning within us? Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. It is all right to not always know what's going to happen afterwards. But if we keep listening and have the humility to listen, then like those disciples on the road to Emmaus who thought they were doing the right thing, turned around and went back to Jerusalem. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. What happens when we don't belong to the truth? Truth grabs us. Truth owns us. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. But what happens when we don't belong to the truth? What happens when we stop listening? What happens when we don't hear this voice? This is what Pope Pius XI was discerning in the 1920s, when Father Kelly was just a young man in a seminary. Post-World War I, Europe is in shambles. Yet the creedal article of faith is still confessed, and his kingdom will have no end. A church that seemed irrelevant, a pope who is self-imprisoned at the Vatican, from the ashes of World War I, people listen to anyone. The ideologies of false promises, Marxism, fascism, socialism, liberalism, the voices of Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, are drowning out the voice of the gospel. Yet people are listening to them. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The tyranny that we are capable of listening to. We ask, how could people listen and follow such ruthless men? We see it again today with ISIS and terrorism. NBC News broke the news a few days ago that ISIS actually now has a self-help desk that you can call into. They'll give you a hand on how to be a terrorist. They'll give you advice on how to blow yourself up. Who would listen to this? Well, the seduction takes us all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve, of free will, nevertheless, they're tricked into thinking that they can listen to other voices, their own. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The world saw then and sees now what happens when we don't listen to that voice. The tyranny of terrorism and ideologies. The pride which can result in our own definition of marriage. The desperation of that woman who sees abortion as the only way out, the revenge of a death penalty, the contraceptive attitude where God is not understood as the author of life. And that's why in 1925, Pope Pius XI established this feast day, and he writes, Christ, who has been cast out of public life, despised, neglected, and ignored, will most severely avenge these insults. Christ was being insulted as he stood before Pontius Pilate and on his throne of the cross. His avenge is the resurrection. The Holy Father, Pope Pius XI, dedicated his papacy to this motto, Pax Christi et Regno Christi. The peace of Christ in the kingdom of Christ, a peace that the world so often loses quickly, a people overshadowed by evil, as then the world was preparing for another world war. He writes in that same papal bull in 1925, rebellion against the authority of Christ has produced deplorable consequence, rooted in blind and immoderate selfishness, men seeking their own comfort. Boy, these words are very relevant today when we prefer our own sense over the sense of God. So what do? Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. As Peter would confess, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. But when we don't listen to his voice, we go off to many other places. What happens when seminarians and priests stop listening? We can hear the words of the gospel. We can hear the teachings of the church. We can hear the words of the Pope. We can hear the cry of the poor. But when seminarians and priests stop listening because we think that we've reached the moment of satisfaction, we've reached the moment of understanding, like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, well, in that self-satisfaction, we stop going to confession. We stop praying the breviary. We stop sitting before the Lord in a holy hour. We live off of our own devices and talents. We live off of what we believe we need rather than what the church calls us to live. Yes, the kingdom of mediocrity. Our Lord, the King of Kings, stands before Pontius Pilate, not in desolation, and his kingdom will have no end. He teaches us the way in which we are faithful to this kingdom. He teaches us, standing naked, how to listen to the words of his kingdom. He teaches us how to dispose ourselves of this kingdom. For he promises earlier in the gospel, blessed are the pure of heart, you shall see God. So who do we see standing before Pontius Pilate? Who is this king that in such great strength he could stand at the praetorium? He teaches us in that moment spiritual poverty. Man does not live by bread alone. And therefore, Ecce Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist introduces Andrew to Jesus with those words. Behold this innocent, spotless Lamb of God. And this Lamb of God is shown to the world first in the throne of a manger, the throne of a crib, in a cave, where three kings would offer adoration. From the crib, Jesus moves to the altar, the throne of the cross, where we behold, Ecce Agnus Dei. So on that Good Friday, after receiving the worldly condemnation of Pontius Pilate and of the Sanhedrin, behold your king, beholden with the crown of thorns. And it's in that precise moment of suffering, those words, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. His voice utters the human suffering, I thirst. His voice commands, on this day you shall be with me in paradise. His voice utters the human act of faith as he's teaching us. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Many seminarians find that very hard. I don't want to commend everything. I want answers of where my discernment's going to lead me. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. We'll leave this chapel at the end of Mass to bring our Lord into the public square in procession. Not as a parade, not as a float, not as a performance. Ecce Agnus Dei. A simple reminder that when Jesus appears on the road, a road like Emmaus, and when we can listen to that voice, a voice that we didn't think could speak anymore, the faith of the disciples were confirmed. Were not our hearts burning within us as they encountered Jesus in the breaking of the bread? You seminarians are discerning if God is preparing you to be his priest who brings the body and blood of Jesus into the lives of God's people. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Listen up. Be humble and docile. Welcome that word into your souls the way in which that word chooses. We don't get to choose how God's word will come to us. Then, like Our Lady, if we can do that, open our hearts so that we can belong to this truth, we can use her same words and make it so personal. My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. God will provide.
You have been listening to the Notre Dame Seminary Podcast. Notre Dame is a Roman Catholic seminary and graduate school of theology located in New Orleans, Louisiana. For more information, log on to www.nds.edu.